Here's a thought I'll title, Lessons from Other Disciplines. As photographers, of course, we need to acquire a considerable set of technical and aesthetic skills to help us create interesting photographs. We start off by learning all about f-stops and shutter speeds and focal lengths and formats. Now we have to add to that computer software. There's a lot to learn. But just because we've learned or perhaps even mastered all the photographic skills, that doesn't necessarily mean we have all the tools we need. In my experience, the best photographers also cultivate some ideas from other disciplines, too. That is to say, it's important to recognize that making photographic artwork is a cousin to making other kinds of artwork. So the issues and techniques and tools that other disciplines use might be very useful in what we're producing for the simple reason that it's all about creative personal expression. So here's a few examples. There are many, many novelists who have written great and classic novels who are also short story writers. The lesson there is there's a place in the world for short projects and bigger projects, and why doesn't that apply to photography too? You can have a Seeing in Sixes project and also a major monographic retrospective of your work. Those are both valid means of expression. But I know lots and lots of photographers who tend to do one thing and one thing only, the matted framed print hanging on the wall. And that's a lovely way to present a photograph. But if we take a clue from the novelists who also write short stories, maybe there's room in our creative life to add something like a Seeing in Sixes or a trilogy or a triptych or a small PDF, something other than the matted framed work on the wall. And when you start thinking in those terms, as I know many of you have since Seeing in Sixes was introduced, and then a few years ago, trilogies, when you start playing around with these ideas, what you find is there's lots and lots of potential in the images we've already captured to do something fun and interesting. Another lesson that I think we can snitch, borrow from another expressive medium, is the idea of movements in classical symphony. There is a sort of formula in classical symphonies, where each symphony is divided into four movements, and each movement has its own sort of mood. It starts off energetic. The second movement is often a slower, more methodic, more contemplative movement. The third one gets excited. The fourth one races to a denouement. That's a formula you'll see over and over and over again. Well, why can't we do the same thing, for example, when it comes to publishing a blurb book? Doesn't it make sense in some regards to have four chapters in a blurb book that have different moods and portray different aspects of the theme we're exploring? If it works for Beethoven, and he was a pretty good artist, why couldn't it work for us with a little bit of modification and adaptation for the fact that we're a visual medium and not a musical one? And then I'm going to leap all the way from classical music to rock and roll, because I love rock and roll. Pink Floyd, I think, changed the way music was thought about. They may not have been the first, but they're certainly one of the most powerful voices for theme-related albums. Wish You Were Here and Dark Side of the Moon. They weren't just individual songs. They were a collection of songs that explores a theme or an idea. Jethro Tull did this with Thick as a Brick and Minstrel in the Gallery and A Passion Play. So the idea of exploring a theme more fully is something that I think we can do in photography too. Theme-oriented work is very common in the world of arts, which again tends to break out of the individual image in the frame on the wall. A theme-oriented project motivates us to explore the subject a little more deeply, a little more thoroughly, with a little more variety and creativity. And we can do the same with our photography. And then the last thing I'll mention is poets and their use of metaphors. This is the old business about Minor White saying, don't photograph what it is, photograph what else it is. Explore metaphors, which are the basis for poetry as an art medium, and equally could be the basis of a visual medium like photography. So that's just a few examples of how we can apply lessons from other disciplines to our somewhat mechanical visual art medium that can be so much more than the single click of a shutter.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.